Okay, today we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Chagiga, parak Chomer Bekodesh. We are holding at the beginning of the parak, at the Mishnah, and really all we're going to do today is this Mishnah, because that's all we have left really here on Chaf Amud Beis. So, first of all, this parak, the Mishnah is going to bring various milos, various chumros that exist in Kodesh over Truma. Some of these things that are Kodesh over Truma, there are some chumros that there's Truma has over Kodesh, meaning differences between Kodesh and Truma, Chumras in different directions. The Mishnah is also going to explain the Dinim of Tumas HaMa'aretz on Yom Tov and on certain times that are where the Dinim of Tumas HaMa'aretz are different than they are during the rest of the year. And there are certain times that they have a status of a Chaver. So the first Mishnah is going to explain those Chumras that Kodesh has over Truma, where Taras Kalim for Kodesh is more Chamor than it is for Truma, and not every time you're mitar something for Truma, is it going to be enough to be mitarit for Kodesh as well? And Kodesh or Kalim that you use for Kodesh or Mekabel Tuma, both Kodesh itself and Kalim that you use for Kodesh are Mekabel Tuma, even when a parallel case of Truma or Kalim used for Truma would not be Mekabel Tuma, and other things that were Machmir and Kodesh more than Truma. So says the Mishnah, Chomer b'Kodesh mi'b'Truma. There's a Chomer that Kodesh has over Truma with regard to a number of things. Number one, the first Chomer that we have is, let's say you have two Tameh Kalim and you have to dip them in a mikvah to be mitar them, and you want to be matpil both Kalim together, one inside the other, instead of doing them consecutively, one after the other. So Shemat Bilim Kalim b'toch Kalim l'Truma avalo l'Kodesh. You're allowed to do that, one kli inside of another kli, if all you're being mitar them for is Truma, but not if you're being mitar them for Kodesh. The tefillah is not going to work because we'll see why in the Gemara. A second chumra that we have, the Torah tells us that a mashka, that's eino, that's not an avatuma, is not able to be metame a kli. And the chumra goes there that even a mashka that's not an avatuma will be metame a kli. So on a daraisa level, a mashka that's not an avatuma cannot be metame a kli. The chacham made a din that it can be metame a kli, but the chacham limited this Kazera. And they said that a kli that has a base kibul, if it touches mashkim that's tameim, that's tameh, it's going to be from the outside of the kli. Only the outside of the kli is going to become tameh, and not the inside of the kli. And therefore, you only have to be tovel the outside of the kli. You don't have to be tovel the entire kli. So since it's the whole thing is the rabbanan also limited their din to make it only nogeya to the outside of the kli if the tumah touched just the outside of the kli. So acharayim v'toch ubeis hatzvita b'truma avalo b'kodesh. The idea of the outside and the inside of the kli and the beis hatzvita, which we'll have to see in the Gemara what that means, all of these things are considered a separate part of the kli and therefore separate kelim with regard to tumah and tahara, meaning if mashke touches one of these parts, the other parts do not become tameh, but that's only true when it comes to truma. When it comes to kodesh, even if the mashke only touches the outside of the kli, the entire kli becomes tameh. A third chumra that we have by kodesh over truma, hanoseis hamedris, someone who carries something that's tameh tumas medris. Meaning, what does it mean tameh tumas medris? A zav sat down on something, or lied on something, or a shoe that a zav wore. So someone else carries that, noseis hatruma. He's allowed to carry at the same time a barrel of truma, a barrel that has truma in it, and you don't have to worry that maybe the thing that became tameh of tumas medris can be metame the truma, as long as the guy doesn't touch the avir of the chavis, the airspace of the barrel. Avalo es hakodesh. But someone who's carrying a medris is not allowed to carry kodesh at the same time. A fourth chumra, big day ochle truma medris the kodesh. The begadim of people who are careful, who eat truma and are careful to keep themselves tahor enough to eat truma, are considered to be medris for those who eat kodesh, because that's a higher level of tahara. Fifth chumra, lo kemitza kodesh mitza truma. As far as chatzitza in tevila, if you're matbilt something for kodesh, it's different than the rules of chatzitza when you're you're matbil something for truma. Why? Shebekodesh matir umenagev matbil va'acharkach kosher ubetruma kosher va'acharkach matbil. When it comes to kodesh, before you matbil a beged that's tameh, if there are any knots in the beged, you need to untie the knots, and if there's any moisture in the beged, you need to dry that moisture, and only then could you be matbil the beged, and then you can retie it. But when it comes to truma, you don't need to do that. You can actually have it tied during the tevila itself. A sixth chumra, kelim anegmarim b'tara. Kelim that before you finish making them, before they're able to be mekabel tuma, you guard them that they shouldn't become tameh, tzrichin tevila l'kodesh. Nevertheless, you have to be tovel them if you want to use them for kodesh, because we're concerned that maybe saliva came from an ama aretz onto those kelim and remained moist even after the gemar asiyah. So you were concerned that at the point that it was not yet able to be makabel tuma, some saliva from an ama aretz hit the kli, so which does nothing at that point, it's not able to be makabel tuma. But then when you finish up making the kli and the kli is now able to be makabel tuma, that saliva is still there. So that we have to be choshesh when it comes to kodesh, avalo l'truma, but we don't have to be choshesh for such a thing when it comes to truma. A seventh chumra, hakli mitzarif masha betocho. The kli is mitzarif for its contents. If the kli has, one kli has food that are separated from each other, different peiros, two apples that are not touching each other, and a tameh person touched one of them, the kli is mitzarif them all, and they're all considered to be tameh, but that's the kodesh avalo l'truma. That's only as far as Kodesh is concerned, but not as far as Truma is concerned. Ein eighth Chumra, Harvi b'Kodesh Pasul HaShlishi b'Truma. The Kodesh can even get to a Revi'i b'Kodesh. A Revi'i l'Tuma is a concern for Kodesh, but not when it comes to Truma. A ninth Chumra, u'b'Truma im nitmei sachas mi'adav chavir t'Torah. B'Kodesh matpil shtein she'yad mitamis chavir t'b'Kodesh avlo l'Truma. If one of your hands become Tameh, when it comes to Kodesh, your other hand is automatically Tameh as well, and you need to be tovel both of your hands. But if one of your hands becomes tameh, as far as Shum is concerned, you only need to be tovel that one hand and not the other. Only that one is going to be tameh. And a tenth chumra, ochlin ochlin neguvin you can eat dry food with tameh hands when it comes to truma. No liquid ever touched this food. It doesn't just mean that it's currently dry, but it was never hukshar lekabel tuma avalo b'kodesh. But you cannot do that with kodesh, and the Gemara is going to explain why we made such a gzera. And then an 11th and final chumra that we have by kodesh, ha'onein. If someone is an onein, one of his relatives died that day, that he's going to have to be misabalon, and he's not allowed to eat kachim, umuchusar kippurim, or someone who became tameh with a tuma that would apostle him from eating kachim, even after his tara process is over, but he has not yet brought his karban, tzrich and tevil l'kodesh. They both need to be tovel in order to be able to eat kodesh. The onen, when his aninus is over, even though he didn't become tamei at all to the mace, but his aninus is over, and a mechusar kippurim, after he brings his kapara, even though he was tovel already prior to bringing the karban, but after he brings his karban, he's going to need another tevila in order to eat kodesh, avalo l'truma, but not in order to eat truma. That if they're tar, they're able to eat truma without any sort of tevila. And the Gemara is going to explain why they made this gezerah for kodesh as well. It's pretty interesting that an onein is going to do a tevila in order to be able to eat kodesh. Apparently a tevila, it seems, is not a violation of the iser of bathing, that an avil is not allowed to bathe, because after aninus normally comes avelus. I don't know if the Gemara is going to talk about that, but just a ha'ara. So essentially the summary of this mishnah is pretty straightforward. 11 different chumras that we have by kodesh over truma. That's what the mishnah lists, 11 different chumras. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do daf chaf aleph amud aleph.